This is the TPM Podcast, episode number 2. I'm Matt, co-founder of the Pilot Network and co-host of the TPM Podcast. In the previous episode, I sat down with Adam, founder of the Pilot Network, and we talked about how TPM got started. For episode 2, we're going to be doing something we call a touch and go. It's going to be a slightly shorter format where we answer the most frequently asked questions from the network here on the show. Here we go.
I've been reading a lot of questions and stuff on the Pilot Network Facebook group. And one of the things that keeps popping up over and over again, amongst many other things, is just the process of applying for airlines. The process of applying to an airline is so completely foreign to most of us that the majority of us feel overwhelmed when we're doing it. And that's not to be afraid or upset or feel like you're in the minority. You're not. You're the majority. We all felt like that at some point. In fact, I remember I really felt like that when I first got through and did my first application to Atlas. It was a resume. I remember I had built it, I had written it out, and I thought it was garbage. And I got a really lucky break. I got to turn it into somebody who was able to hand carry it into the person who needed to see it, the director of flight operations. One of the coolest parts was, is I learned a lot from that experience. And going forward, once I completed my airline application to Delta, United, FedEx, American, all the places that I was trying to go, much like most of you, I had realized that there was a lot more to this process than what I had initially assumed. One of the big things I did was procrastinate. If you're procrastinating a little bit too, I can understand. If you still feel overwhelmed and you're still procrastinating to the point where your application isn't done, let alone started, then you're a bad person. No, I'm just kidding. But you are a bad person, but you can reverse all that. I know I did. It took me a long time to get there, but let's kind of work through it together and see. Maybe we can just end this tide of, oh, you know what? I'll get it done tomorrow. There are really a few common sense tips, a few action points that we need to avoid when we first start going through this journey. I think it is because we're not new to the game anymore. That's kind of my opinion of it. I think what happens is we've been flying for so long that we're so used to the way we've done things in the past that we just apply that model going forward. I don't know if that works really well. At least I don't think it did for me. I had to kind of readjust and rethink and go through a whole new self-actualization, as it were, about how to achieve my desired result. A ton of us are multi-thousand-hour pilots with a minimum of 10 years kind of flying or working in the aviation community. And when we first learned how to slip the surly bonds of Earth, we immediately took that checklist mentality forward. And I think that once you hit a certain point in the application process and you're not getting any traction, or you feel like you're hitting a point where you don't know if what you're doing is right, if you're filling out, hey, I've got 3 speeding tickets, but I can only remember getting 2 of them and one of them's not showing up in my record. What do I do? If you're hitting that point, you're probably getting frustrated. We know frustration can set in super quickly as we fill out line after line after line of just mundane and benign information, or at least that's what we feel it is. And we're doing it all because Mr. Appmaster says so. So we've got to write a ticket that we got 23 years ago when we were a learner's permit driver in high school. We all know it's kind of BS, but it's part of the game. How do we keep focused? First, foremost, go slow. Chunk it out. Don't do it all at once. A little bit at a time is going to take you a long time to get it done, but that's not the big picture here. The big picture is here, hold that schedule. Block 30 minutes a day or so, Monday through Friday, to work on your app, and then during the weekend, just shut it down. My bet is you're probably going to lead to fewer mistakes and you're probably going to get done a lot faster if you hold yourself to a schedule. If you try to get it all done at once or sit down and just plow through it over a 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 hour period or whatever the number is, you may really struggle and find yourself not getting it done and publishing that application as quickly as you want to. Next, gather all the data that you're going to need beforehand. Go ahead. Take your time and grab the paperwork. I know it sucks, but that's what you need to do. So if it's military stuff, you're going out and getting, I don't know, your FEF or whatever, or if you're a regional guy and you need to go look at your driving history for the last 5, 10, 15 years, Just do it. Sit down. Knock all that out before you actually sit down and do the app. It will pay off and make it much easier going forward. You know, I had that problem. I didn't really do that. And I kind of try to do it like the term paper in college, like the BS term paper that you're doing, where you try to knock it out at, oh, I would say my usual start time was about midnight for an 8 a.m. class. And I would stay up or try to stay up all night and write some 15-page piece of garbage that I would turn in and somehow miraculously would pass. I do not take any credit for that. I think my brain just latched onto just such garbage information. I was able to shoot it out on paper and hence passed class. Or I was just in some of the easiest political science classes you can ever imagine. That was probably more actually what was going on. But one of the things that I kind of did when I did my application was I went through and I scrolled through the entire app. I made a little bit of a checklist. Okay, there's that word again, checklist, right? So I made this little checklist and I got to collecting all the data that I could and all the information that I was going to need to fill out my app. Once I started doing that, I felt a great sense of relief. I could go through and check each document. I could look and spread it out on a big table and kind of grab a mental picture of it. So I knew, okay, I've got this, I got that. And then I could start looking at it and seeing if it really had the information I needed going forward to fill out the application. I promise you, this piecemealing of putting information together really saved me a ton of stress. I didn't do that when I applied for my first jobs, and I was really stressed out when I went to my first interview. And then going forward, I kind of haphazardly did it, and I wouldn't say did it completely all the way through my second interview, so I felt a little bit better. But when I went and got my third and my final interview, I felt great. I had my stuff locked down, and I felt super organized going in. One way I guarantee it really sucks, I've tried them both so I know, and that way is trying to knock it all out in one fell swoop. I suggest piecemealing it. Do a little bit at a time, organize it all, put it together, and you will feel way more confident when you're done. Okay, another thing that we read about a ton on the Facebook group, we get asked a ton in person. I mean, not just me, but airline dudes just in general, especially from new military guys, but even all over the place. We hear this all the time. Character reference and letters of recommendation. It's just like that data collection I was talking about. It's going to take a lot of time to gather. Start early. A quick plug for TPNQ. Go ahead, check out my article in TPNQ, The Scarlet Letter. That'll give you kind of a visual idea of what I'm talking about. One of the things that we like to do is network with our buddies and ask them, hey, can you write me a letter of recommendation? That's great. Well, what happens when you go outside of that fold, outside of your buddies, guys that you used to know a long time ago? If you want some more information, check out my article in TPNQ. That's the Pilot Network Quarterly. You can download that off our website or you can go to the Pilot Network group and pick it up. It's going to get a little more in depth on that subject and kind of give you a visual representation of how you can go through it and what checklist steps you can take to knock that out. All right. Another critical application action is the review. You, your family, your friends, anyone you trust should take a look for spelling and grammatical errors. That's at a minimum. That's where you start. There are a few paid services that do a really phenomenal job on all application fronts. From spelling and grammar to wordsmithing, even strategy, those application services can make your life way easier and can assist you in knocking that app out in much faster amount of time than if you did it alone. These CERM services can support you in your resume build too. I highly suggest looking into them. They're worth the money. If you don't have or you don't want to spend that kind of money, make sure you get tons of your friends to take a look at it. Anybody who's a really good writer is going to help a lot. Finally, just sit down and do this stuff, man. The best time to start is right now. If you're listening to this podcast, once you're done, shut it off and go to your computer, turn it on, log into airline apps, and it put 30 minutes in. Just pick one company and go for it. That's how you're going to start. You totally have our permission. If you need support, that is what the network is here to provide. Job hunting sucks, but there is no two ways around it. The reward is worth the effort. Trust me. I really want to thank some of the guys out there I was recently deployed with and my friend Jeff Hilsenbeck for some direction on this episode. As always, mad props goes to Matt Swee. He's the brains of the Pilot Network. I'm the brawn.